There's a lot going on right now in the world of sports. Today is opening day, of course, for Major League Baseball. In college basketball, March Madness has reached the Final Four stage for both men and women, and the NFL has made some rules changes for next season. Let's talk to Mike Pesca now, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, let's start in reverse order and begin with the NFL and the rule change that speaks to all the concern about concussions and head injuries. What is the change?
Well, it tries to. Obviously, this is the major, possibly existential question about the sport. Can they navigate head injuries? So they made a rule about players lowering their helmets prior to contact, offensive and defensive players. Now, the thing is, I watch a lot of football, and it seems to me about one out of every three hits includes a player lowering his or her head. It is almost ingrained. So you can try to penalize that. In fact, you could go to the review to see who put his head down first. But I see a lot of delays and I see a lot of questions. And no matter what the intent of the rule is to make it safer, at some point it seems to be brushing up against the way football is played. I don't know, maybe in 20 years, if you inculcate the youth into not tackling or even as an offensive player not lowering your head, maybe something could be done. It seems to me a questionable proposition if you're going to say you're going to consistently call this. The NFL games will look so different than they've already looked.
So if it's a major change then for the players, how are they responding to it?
Yeah, especially the defensive players. And I have to say, offensive players do this all the time. They're questioning it. Oh, my God, we are being paid millions of dollars. We're professionals. We're the best of our sport. A lot of what we do is this move. I mean, this is almost like telling a pitcher you can't pitch from the windup. They know how to do it, but it's just a totally different way of doing it. And they're wondering how it's going to be done. And I understand and I sympathize. But of course, we all want player safety.
Okay, let's turn to March Madness. The men's Final Four is in San Antonio on Saturday. Loyola of Chicago against Michigan, Kansas against Villanova. You've been talking a lot about Loyola and the 98-year-old nun Jean Dolores Schmidt. She is the team's chaplain. She's been the star of the show, but I wonder what the players make of her and also the opponent's players. What do they make of her?
I don't think the opponents play. Like, for all the preparation that one does, I don't think they spend 2 minutes in practice. All right, how are we going to deal with the nun? I think they just let the nun be the nun. And the players on Loyola.
She does that very well.
Yeah, she nuns it up excellently. And that's why she's a charming figure and she's great with the media. But in a sense, almost so much attention has been paid to Sister Dolores that what about the players? What about Loyola themselves? You know, 2 weeks ago before play started, I was asked, what's one team to watch? I say, I think Loyola Chicago. And then last week, they asked me, who are you going to stick with? And I said, why not Loyola Chicago? I don't think they'll win the national championship, but their team play has been so good. The problem for them, I see, is not just the quality of opponents they'll face, because they have slayed giants. It's that, especially in this matchup against Michigan, Michigan coach John Beilein is one of the best preparers in the league, and he's had a lot of time since his last game to look at this Loyola team. They will not be taking Loyola lightly, and Michigan can play several different kinds of games, so I think that's why this matchup will be very hard for Loyola. If you want to zoom out, who will win the whole thing? The Las Vegas odds makers put Villanova as the favorite, and not only the favorite, an even money favorite. So they think it's as likely that Villanova wins as all the other teams combined.
What about the women's Final Four? It's in Columbus, Ohio this weekend.
Well, who do you think is going to be the favorite there? It's UConn. It's always UConn.
Well, not last year.
Yes. They were the favorite. They just lost in the last game. But yes, I would say they have something like a 70-something percent chance to win. And, you know, at this point, up until this point in the tournament, it was pretty much preordained. There were upsets, but it was preordained to some extent that UConn would make the Final Four. But the great thing about last year is it shows that someone can knock them off, and it really will be pulling the big upset. So that's an element to women's basketball that totally does not exist with men's basketball. The behemoth, the juggernaut, the Goliath, and now we have a bunch of little Davids or Davidas.
We have successfully used up our time without even talking about Major League Baseball. That'll have to wait until next time, and the moves that MLB is making to continue to try and make the game a lot shorter. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's also editor of the upcoming book Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.